You are making the world a better place by listening to the Joy of Living podcast. This is your guide to achieving a more purposeful, powerful, and positive life. Join Barry Shore in unlocking the best version of you and becoming happier, healthier, and wealthier. And now, here's your ambassador of joy, Barry Shore.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. You're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Welcome to the Joy of Living podcast with your humble host, Barry Shore. And you are in for a treat, a trick and a treat. Something is going to lift you up and put you in orbit. It's very special. We have I'm so delighted to have Frank Olivier with us today. Now, the reason you tuned in, of course, is because you care the most in the entire world about one person, and that's great. That one person is you, Y-O-U. You tuned in to the Joy of Living podcast because you know in this show, we discuss the three fundamentals of life and that these three fundamentals will enable you to be happier, healthier, and wealthier. Who doesn't want that? You're going to learn how to do a lot of that today. It's really wonderful. And you're joined right now, just to be clear, people around the world, 375,823 people as of the moment, and hopefully we'll break 385,000 by the time Frank comes on in just a few minutes. So thank you so much for continuing to invite your family and friends and give us a great rating on the podcast. And just all we ask is share this with five people. That's it. Five. You want to do 50 or 100, it's up to you. But share with five people so you can't miss. This is the Joy of Living podcast, and it works. It works. It benefits you. That's really the key. Now, the three fundamentals of life, of course, are number one, life. Your life has purpose. And when you lead a purpose-driven life, number two happens. In this case, a good number two, you go mad. Now, MAD is a wonderful acronym that stands for make a difference. Lead a purpose-driven life, you make a difference in the world. And the third fundamental is to uncover the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. Simple example, right now, this is carried over the internet. Ask anybody, what does WWW stand for? They'll tell you invariably has to do with the internet. Factually speaking, they're correct. In our world, however, WWW stands for What a Wonderful World. And what is the word, right? W-H-A-T-A. And of course, a tip of the hat and a big thank you to Louis Armstrong, Satchmo, for enabling that song, What a Wonderful World, to go viral and not just touch tens of millions or hundreds of millions, but billions of people around the planet. Whenever you hear the opening bars of What a Wonderful World, what do? Right away? You can't help it. You smile. Now, smile is one of the most important words you could have internalized, utilized, and leveraged in your life because smile stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Seeing miracles in life every day. Now, I can tell you, I just did a show. We had 1,172 people in the audience. And I'm telling the story about Barry Shore. I'm talking about seeing miracles in life every day. And some number of people raise their hand and say, hey, Barry Shore, I've been up for hours. I haven't seen any miracles. And I asked them, are you here? Can you hear? Can you stand still? I can't do that. Can you walk? I can barely do that. You have water to drink, you have food to eat, place to sleep, you have family, your friends. Every single one of those is a miracle. What's the proof? Simplest proof. 1 million people didn't get out of bed this morning. You know why? They died. By definition, if you're watching or listening, you didn't. Therefore, you have an obligation to live life to the full. Let me tell you a quick story. It's about me. Imagine, if you can, standing up in the morning, completely healthy and hearty, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, and that evening being in the hospital, totally, completely paralyzed from the neck down. Not an automobile accident, not a spinal injury. It was a rare disease, which I never heard of the day before, took over my body and rendered me what's called a quadriplegic. I could only communicate by blinking my eyes. I was 144 days in the hospital. I was 2 years in a hospital bed in my own home. I couldn't turn over by myself. 4 years in a wheelchair. I had braces on both my legs, my hips to my ankles. That was progress. Thank God today I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory with the help of a 7-foot walking wand. So I'm a triped, not a biped. I still can't walk up a stair by myself. I can't walk up a curb by myself. And I've helped 4 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear my voice. positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, all because of one word. Smile. But I got to tell you a quick story. My 8-year-old niece comes over to me a few weeks ago. She says, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile? S-M-I-E-L. I thought about it. Smile, sounds the same. Why not? I asked her, how come? She says, because then it would stand for seeing miracles in everyday life out of the mouth of an 8-year-old. But what was she doing? She was creating the kind of world that she wants to live in. Now, CREATE is a wonderful acronym that stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. That's the key of life, rethinking. We call that a shift in perspective. Now, I've been working with people for more than 4 decades. And I can tell you, 97.2% of the people I begin to work with, they drop the F in shift and the other stuff happens. You got to be effing careful with your Fs. You want to shift your perspective just a little bit. And then you can internalize, utilize, and leverage the 6 most important words you'll ever learn. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. How you choose to respond in any given situation will help determine your path in life and your trajectory. Now, before we bring on a man who knows trajectory, wonderful Frank Olivier, I want to warn everybody in advance that I do use a lot of 4-letter words. I even use the 4-letter F-U word for the shock value when it's fun. And of course, the 4-letter words that we use, because we live in the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, are love, life, hope, free, gift, play, pray, swim. 4-letter F-U word, fun. Yeah, F-U, capital N, capital N. I know some people raise their hand and say, hey, Barry Shore, fun's only spelled with 3 letters. Not in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Fun is spelled F-U, capital N, capital N. So after the show, you see your family and friends, you want to point your finger and say, F-U, everybody. Remember to add right away, capital N, capital N. So what are we talking about? So I listen to Barry Shore, the joy of living, and he wants to teach the world to F-U. You'll get their attention. Now you can speak to them about all the wonderful, amazing, uplifting things that Frank is going to share with us today. Before we bring him on, I just want to ask everybody, for your benefit, to make you happier, healthier, and wealthier, to use the 2 most important words in the English language 3 times a day, consciously and conscientiously. And these 2 words are, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thanks stands for to harmonize and nurture kindness. To harmonize and nurture kindness. 3 times a day, consciously and conscientiously, say those words. Now, kind is a fabulous word that stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. I can't think of anybody at this moment that inspires noble deeds that I want to share with you more than wonderful, amazing, fabulous Frank Olivier. Frank.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, Barry. It is so good to be here. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on.
Frank, when was the last time somebody said F you and you laughed?
All the time. I live in the world of comedy, so that's what they say.
Well, that's exactly what we want to talk about. This being Frank Olivier, some of you are educated enough to remember Laurence Olivier. If you don't know him, look him up. It's an amazing, remarkable being that brought a lot of benefit to the world, as does Frank. Now, Frank, as he said, if I started telling you all the things that he's accomplished, it would take us the rest of the hour. So I'm just going to leave you with 3 things. Number one, and you might laugh, those of you who get the joke will know, he turns tricks.
they're living somehow here.
Right. He turns tricks. He is a happiness expert. You hear that? He's a happiness expert, a comedian, juggler, magician, and his whole being is oriented to what he calls tricks to happiness. That's one of the reasons I'm so honored to have you with us today, Frank. So let's just jump right in and start with a big question.
Really honored. You don't know how lucky you are that I'm here.
Oh, well, back at you, kid. So let's just jump right in and ask a big, big question.
Yep.
Let's begin. We talked about create, causing rethinking or redefining, rethinking and enabling all to excel. Let's talk about, from your perspective, redefining, rethinking happiness as an overarching appreciation, I'll call it, for the richness of life. Let's speak about that in depth.
That's exactly what we're doing here. We're redefining happiness as an overarching appreciation for the richness of life, meaning the highs and the lows. All of it can be part of your happiness. It's not limited to these peak moments when you happen to be feeling extra good, once you embrace the fullness of life and you appreciate that, your gratitude and happiness are nearly the same, very, very close. And when you allow your happiness to be for the whole of life, for the richness of life, the ups and the downs all get counted, and it's...
So let's talk about the peaks and the valleys, because you just gave me an interesting idea. Now, I have attempted, just to be clear for everybody, Frank is a master juggler. He has appeared on stage. He's appeared in front of kings and presidents and major celebrities throughout the world. You can look at his TEDx talk. I mean, this is an amazing being. Now, I have a book called I think it's called Juggling for Idiots. It doesn't matter. I've tried many times. One of the things, he's doing it right now, and he's doing it with balls, and he does it so easily. He has balls, by the way. He has balls. But one of the things I learned in the juggling world is that you think you're just throwing balls in the air, and yet the way I learned it, and please, if I'm incorrect, I want you to share with that, is that you want to create in your mind a box. And you want to toss one ball, let's say, from your right hand to the top of the box of your left, and then vice versa. And they go up. But the point is that the ball goes up, and everybody knows the ball comes down. So what you're sharing with us, Frank, is that as much as the exhilaration of life and the going up, you actually need and want the coming down, because that enables you to go back up again. Is that right?
No, not at all. Yes, exactly right. And happiness only happens one place. You know where happiness happens?
Where?
Only one place ever. The present moment.
Wow, I love it. He's just given us a present.
Absolutely. And what is past? A little bit of juggling here. Past, present, future. What is it? The ball going up? That's the future. The ball coming down? That's the past. That elusive moment where the ball is neither rising nor falling. That is the present moment.
Wait now, a minute. Now, I want to unpack something. If you're watching.
Now, we all know people who grab at the future while it's still going up. We all do that a certain amount. That's actually normal. Then there's the people who do that a little more than the rest of us. They're kind of difficult to talk to. They're only halfway here. They can be halfway in the future. Then there's the people who just seem to live in the future.
Yeah. And there are people who only live in the past.
Oh, look at
them. Wow. That's cool.
Look at them. I remember how it used to be. They were up. They were flying around. It was beautiful. He was juggling them. You should have seen it back then.
So I just want to share with everybody two things that you just help me with, wonderful Frank. One is if you're not watching, you're missing out. Okay, that's your choice. And if you are watching, you're laughing along and you're enjoying what he just shared with us. The ability to live in the now. And it's something, by the way, wonderful Frank, you'll know this because you're going to have a copy of my book, The Joy of Living. You deserve it. One of the 11 strategies is the ability to, as we say, be here now. So how does that relate to juggling? I mean, I understand what you were throwing the balls in the air, and obviously what goes up has to come down. But how does the now help a juggler master the process so that you can not only juggle, but you can speak, you can entertain, you can ride a unicycle? I mean, by the way, you got to see this, by the way. People should do a search. And everything you want to know about Frank is on my website. Go to www.barryshore.com, barryshore.com. Go to barryshore.com. Everything about Frank's going to be there. And you're just going to be amazed at how much fun he is. F you, Frank. F you, capital N, capital N.
That's what it's about. It's about fun and having fun. And another big part of the process of being in the moment is not getting stuck in our heads. It's so easy to get stuck in the mind games and all of that, and out of the present moment, into the future, into the past. And it's so important to be here, this moment now. You don't need to work through all your problems before having happiness.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's repeat that again. Say it again, please.
You don't need to work through all of your problems before having happiness. It doesn't work that first you work through all your problems and what's left is happiness. It works by inviting happiness in. It works the other way around, actually. Everyone wants to suffer less and enjoy their life more. Everyone wants to suffer less, and they think to do that, they need to work through all their problems first. But actually, when you invite in joy first, it works the other way around. You suffer less.
So he just used the key word, joy, because this is the Joy of Living podcast. J-O-Y, J-O-Y. Now, JOY is an amazing acronym, Frank, that the people who've been listening for a while know. It stands for Journey of You. That's what joy is, as you just said. It's your journey. Enjoy it every moment. When you're being in the moment and all the things are swirling around you, everybody goes through stuff you'll know nothing about. It's the nature of life. As our wonderful Frank just said, everybody wants to suffer less. How do you do that? Invite joy and happiness into your moment now, and in the process, you are living well. More, Frank, please.
And suffering less.
Suffering less. Do people
invite really happiness in? A great time to do this. First thing in the morning when you get up. Very first thing you can do, feel yourself on the earth and of the earth. Your whole body is just stuff from this planet right here. Ground yourself into this earth. Stretch yourself up as big as you can, lifting your arms up towards the sky, up towards the heavens, up. Extend yourself all the way out into the universe. That's the physical universe. Now, the inner world, the whole of consciousness is there in you as well. From this place, inner and outer together, welcome in. Say the words out loud. I am welcoming greater happiness into my life today and right now. And you take in a breath right now of this moment, this planet, this consciousness. Take
First
in three
of all,
breaths of that.
A huge thank you, Frank. And again, just to put things in perspective, there's 8+ billion people on the planet. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people listening right now. Those of you who are amongst what we call the aware, so you're 375,000 out of 8 billion, you are the aware people. I want to urge you to integrate, utilize, and leverage what Frank has just shared with us. In the morning, first thing, when you're able to sit up, put your feet over the side of the bed and stretch and extend. What a great word. Extend yourself. Feel the moment. So just to put things in perspective from Barry Shore's point of view, as I mentioned, I used to be a quadriplegic. I couldn't do that for years. My dream, my vision, wonderful Frank, when I opened my eyes in the morning for years, was to be able to sit up and put my feet over the edge of the bed.
It's amazing.
It took me over two and a half years to do that. And I did it.
Why do we wait until we lose an ability before we appreciate that we have it? Gratitude is such an important element of happiness. Bringing in gratitude for what we have, even when we haven't lost it.
I'm happy to tell you that I was in gratitude and love prior to, and I know that it was the fact that I was living in love and gratitude prior to being paralyzed that enabled me to not get sunk into despair and to know that at some point I would be able to rise up again and put my feet over the side of the bed, because I did live in gratitude and love, even in the bed, not moving. That's your key. Thank you for
Absolutely.
Unlocking this.
That sounds great. And when you're there in those situations, even in a lot of pain, if you come into this moment right now here and just feel the pain isn't quite often isn't too much. What's too much is the idea that it's going to continue. It's the thought, the projecting this into the future that makes it overbearing.
On that note, and because I am lusting for what you're sharing, Frank, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. Because, and by the way, when we say commercial, we mean people that we vetted, things that we know that are beneficial for you. So we urge you to patronize the people that advertise on the show because they make it possible and it makes you happier, healthy, and wealthy. We'll be right back in this brief message with more wonderful, amazing Frank Olivier. Don't go away.
What if you could shop at your favorite local stores, swipe your current credit card, and get extra cashback rewards? And what if you could also have donations sent to your favorite cause at no extra cost to you? What if this amazing program was absolutely free and very simple to set up? Well, What If is here. Welcome to Einstein Cares, where your everyday shopping gives you and your favorite cause extra money. It's fast, it's easy, and effortless.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved immortal beings, and good-looking people. Maybe good-looking, which I was looking for and finding the good. Our cup runneth over with good. His name is Frank Olivier. He is a master of happiness, a chief happiness officer for the world.
He's all focused on happiness for 7 years now, just 7 years, and already it turns out I am now the world's leading expert on happiness. Not all happiness, but a very, very important aspect of happiness.
And he does
my,
it?
My happiness.
Oh, wait a minute.
You are the world's leading expert on your happiness, and that's just where we're starting.
Well, you all hear, I see one of the things about Frank is that I don't just hear his words. They come into my very being and I'm tingling. I'm extending myself in the consciousness. So let's talk about what you mentioned before we start. We went from there. We talked about love and gratitude. Let's talk about beginners and even advanced people with gratitude practices. Let's be real practical and offer people at least two practices that beginners and advanced people can become involved with involving more gratitude.
Simplest one you could do right here. Can you see that? It's a rock, a small rock. You put it on your pillow, and when you go to bed at night, it's there. You need to move it off of your pillow. You take it, you hold it to your heart, and think of three things from the day that you're grateful for. Now you set it on the nightstand, and in the morning, it goes back on the pillow. It's that simple. Gratitude rock works way easier than gratitude journals are fabulous. And if you're doing it, don't let me stop you by any means. But so many people have started a gratitude journal. And when I ask crowds of people, who here has ever actually completed a gratitude journal? No one, almost no one. And if you do it, God bless you. Fantastic. It's a great, great, great practice. But this I've been doing for almost a year now every day. And it works so simply. And you hold it to your chest and it's right there.
Okay, let me just unpack this. It's a, if you're not seeing it, it's almost circular rock. It's a rock. It's a gratitude rock. It's solid. It's real. It's tangible. That's all the nice things about a rock. Hold it in your hand, but have it on your pillow. And as Frank said, think of three things that happen in the day that you can be thankful for. Put it on your nightstand. You get up in the morning, as you put your feet over the bed, you extend your arms, you're going to have that rock in your hand, and you're going to put it to your heart. Frank, I got to tell you something. You ready?
Yes.
I love you.
No, I love you.
Okay, well, let me tell you what love stands for. Love stands, because this is you, living on vibrant energy.
I think we all are doing that. Everyone here, a brave warrior.
Absolutely. Thank you. So that's a great beginning, and even for advanced, the gratitude rock. Can we have one more, please?
One more, please. Well, let's do one together. This is if you can, if you're not driving, close your eyes. If you are driving, please, God, keep your eyes on the road.
Okay.
Close your eyes. Think in for a moment. Right now, imagine yourself nice and old, and you're in your last hour of life. Here you are. You've had a good life, a full life, a rich life, and you are in your last hour. And in the meantime, between now and then, they've invented this machine that can send you back to a random spot in your life, and you get a couple of minutes to relive your life. And they ask you if you would like to do this, and you say yes.
Yes.
And the time you come back to is now. Now open your eyes and look around. Look at the things around you. Feel how it feels to breathe the ease, with this ease of breath. Look at the simplest of things. They become so rich. This is... Each little thing, the clutter, the dirt, the little bolt here, they all have this huge amount of meaning now when we're taking this as a gift, this moment, for just a couple of moments, and feeling into this.
Whew.
That's a gratitude practice. By my friend Frank Miles came up with that, and I love it. He's a good buddy. And
that two remarkably powerful, wonderful, positive, purposeful, pleasant exercises. Exercise in the most positive sense, in the sense that they bring you benefit. Remember, this the whole point of the Joy of Living podcast is for you to be happier, healthier, and wealthier. We just combine them all together, these two things. Well, thank you, wonderful Frank.
Absolutely. You want a third one?
Let's do one more.
Third gratitude practice. Well, what's the opposite? What is the opposite of gratitude?
I was going to say ingratitude, but you're not going to say that.
Opposite of gratitude is complaint.
Oh, that's another chapter in my book. So you've read my book. Isn't it amazing? One of the strategies in the book is don't complain, don't blame.
You want a fun challenge? Go for 2 weeks without complaining.
Oh,
advanced practice. And that includes if you want the advanced practice, it's not just words and verbalization of complaints. It's looking at where you start to form complaints in your mind and calming that place down as well.
And I'm going to urge everybody, Frank is a master, an advanced master. I love working with people on a regular level. And yes, he just did the advanced master stuff. I'm going to urge people 72 hours without complaint. 3 days. You do that. And you're on the road to success. You're on the road to find out, as the fellow you were saying. Okay, I'm going to go to something else, Frank, because people always love name dropping and fun stuff. So you were on America's Got Talent. You were on HBO's Just for Laugh. And you performed in front of presidents and royalty. I'd like you to drop one or two names, because people love that kind of stuff, of anything that happened on any of those places, America Got Talent or HBO, or just names of people you performed in front of, just some incident that made you tickle, that tickled you.
Probably getting Bill Murray up and dancing with me, and we were dancing around in tutus.
Wait a minute, I love it. Dancing with Bill Murray in a tutu?
I pulled him up in the middle of one of my shows and got him dancing in a tutu. That was a highlight. did the same thing with Conan O'Brien. You can find that one online. The other one was in a private club. You'd never see that. But,
Wait a minute. Private club. Remember, I told you, for those of you who understand this little inside baseball, I said, Frank does tricks. in private clubs. He turns tricks.
No, don't make it sound like that.
Yeah, but see, you got to be of a certain age and a certain knowledge to understand what I just said. If you don't understand what Barry just said, you know, maybe you can Google it, maybe you can't, but you find out it's a fun thing. So, okay, it was Bill Murray, it was Conan O'Brien. I mean, those are pretty
good. Cool. Those guys into tutus. That was fun. I wanted to get Pierce Morgan into a tutu, but I didn't get far enough on America's Got Talent.
That is so very cool. And again, you have a presentation that you make that's called Tricks to Happiness.
Tricks to Happiness is both a theater show and also presented as a keynote address for different companies. And it incorporates my comedy routines, using those as metaphors and direct examples of the happiness.
So you work with metaphors, meta fives, meta threes.
All of them,
All of those. Let's share with people one or two points from the keynote that people can put in their pocket and keep with them.
Oh, five ball juggling is a whole routine that goes along with that.
Wait a minute. Everybody who's watching, you've just been amazed. Five balls in the air at the same time. And guess what? None of them are dropping. And what? He's enjoying himself. He's laughing. Oh, no. He's smiling.
People see a juggler doing amazing things, and they think somehow we're magically coordinated in a way that normal humans aren't. The truth is a little simpler. I enjoy practicing. Practice anything and you get better at it. Practice piano, you make music. Practice complaining, you could become a world-class complainer. I'm suggesting practicing happiness, creating a happiness practice. We've got the beginning of the day, the end of the day, add in the middle of the day, and you are reinforcing new pathways. And what have we learned recently through brain science? Neural pathways continue being created throughout our lives. The neuroplasticity of our brain means, yes, you can be happier than you are right now. And we do that by changing our habits.
What we call a shift in perspective. Remember, keep that F in place so the other stuff happens. So practice. The things that you want to have in your life. In other words, the more you practice, I'm going to say this, Frank, I hope you'll agree. If you don't, you can say so. The more you practice, let's say, happiness, by definition, you are working in what we call the law of attraction. If you're practicing happiness, the result is, by definition, you will attract into your life greater happiness. Is that true, Frank?
It seems to work pretty well for a lot of people, and myself included. I started focusing on happiness just 7 years ago. I've been focused on delighting people my entire career, over 40 years of making people laugh for a living. And then 7 years ago, I took it up to include the happiness theme. I realized there was more than just laughter and delight. Like I was talking about, the highs and the lows, and embracing all of that.
I want to uncover something that you just said, because it goes to the very heart of you, Frank Olivier, and you as a group called Entertainers Performers. And oftentimes, as you just mentioned, for decades, you delighted other people. You were working with making other people happy. That was
trust me, it helped me feel a lot better too.
Okay, it did. However,
joy is a wonderful way to get happy yourself.
It's a great way to make not just a living, but make money and to be involved with life.
Yes.
By the same token, out of your mouth, you mentioned that you began focusing more on the you. Remember what we said about joy? Joy stands for journey of you. When you become the best you, and I mentioned this for everybody listening, we talk about it on every show. This show is not about Frank, great guy that he is, or Barry, fabulous fellow. This show's about you, Y-O-U. The reason Frank is here is for you to become the best you possible. And the ability to utilize those decades of working and entertaining and delighting obviously gained benefit for you. And then you made a conscious decision that you said, I'm going to do more for the you called Frank. Is that correct?
For myself and for others, it's the spreading of joy and the lightening of the heart.
Ooh, the spreading of joy and the lightening of the heart. That is beautiful. That's okay, let's talk about what you have called. We have a few minutes before our break.
Sure.
Let's talk about the eight keys to happiness, which is what you call. And by the way, it's really interesting. I found when I was reading through some things, because we communicated before the our meeting today, and you're talking about eight keys to happiness, and I think about obviously the eight pathways in Buddhism and things like that. And eight, of course, is also a remarkable number, because in the scale of music, certainly in the Western world, there is something called the octave. You have seven notes and then the one above. And we use it in the world that we inhabit, in the physical world, where we have something called a week. A week is W-E-E-K, 7 days. And when you go into the eighth level of these 7 days, you layer in 7 days and then go into the eighth level, you're rising above the natural. That's the genius of eight. Eight goes above the natural. So let's talk about your eight keys. We'll start with just naming a few of them and then go a little bit into some depth on the first three.
Okay. Connection.
Connection. That was a famous Rolling Stones song.
And it's the most important, one of the most important things. We've evolved over millions of years as social creatures. Nobody finds happiness in isolation. I think in America, we have a pandemic of loneliness, of people not connected. And connecting to others is as simple as taking anything you have to give and putting it out where you see other people. That simple. Levity, number two. That's anything, it's not only smiling and laughter, it's like I was saying, anything that lightens your heart, levity. Third key, gratitude. We've already talked a fair amount about gratitude.
So I want to mention, since you're talking about these three, and we have, again, thank God, a few more minutes. I have in my book, The Joy of Living, You Deserve It, which is available, every people know, for absolutely no cost. Just go to barryshore.com/ebook and you'll get the book at no cost to you as an ebook. And people around the world are using it, thank God, by the tens of thousands. And again, everything about Frank you want to know, go to my website, barryshore.com. It's all there. It's because it's so enlivening. That's what you're talking about. So gratitude, I have a quote that I made up. It's called, gratitude is that emotion which has the longest shelf life. When you live in gratitude, you're doing what you just said. You are incorporating connection and levity, lightning, because that's what gratitude does, doesn't it? When you can remember.
All these things connect to each other.
I'm married 45 years. Frank, how long are you married?
I've been married 25 years.
25 years, so a quarter of a century. Let's think about it. And by the way, there's a pandemic of divorce in America and throughout the world. So we want to hopefully shift that away, but that's another story. And whenever there is a potential for a disagreement or argument with the one you love most, your wife, when you can remember a moment of gratitude, you can shift out of that potential moment of difficulty into what you just said, connection and levity. Isn't that correct? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that the genius of gratitude?
Nice. And you can remember to do that. When you notice that I just heard a practice that I fell in love with, Shauna Shapiro, another happiness person, when you're out of balance, you notice you're out of balance with your spouse or anytime, on your own even. First thing to do is to notice. Second thing to do, name it. You name it to tame it. The third thing you do, imagine the other people around the planet who are feeling this way right now, the same way you are. And there's a lot of people, 8 billion people, like you were saying. There's other people feeling very similar to how you're feeling now. The fourth thing you do, send out blessing to those other people who are feeling this way that you're feeling now. Send out healing to them. And it's a nice sneaky way to sneak in some compassion for yourself as well.
Oh, so that's another one in your list of eight things. We talked about connection, levity, gratitude, and now compassion.
Yes.
Compassion is that unique aspect, I believe, that connects all living beings. You have it in what we call, for want of a term, animals, as well as us humans. Compassion enables one to reach out to another and create that connection that brings joy, happiness, yeah, peace, and love.
Wanting to help others, wanting, feeling for what they're feeling for, but more than that, wanting to actually help them, maybe even stop them from doing something stupid or whatever. Right now, let me show you this. This is a,
oh my God, wait a minute. It's a sharp sword. Ah!
All of these are just words: connection, compassion, levity, gratitude. They don't mean anything until you internalize them. I'm going to put this 22-inch blade of steel down my throat.
No. Wait.
Thank you. You have just demonstrated compassion. That's what I was hoping for. You might have saved my life.
No, please don't.
I'm going to do it. I'm feeling generosity. Another one of the eight keys.
Oh, everybody, if you're not watching this, you're missing. He put 22 inches of steel in his mouth, in his throat. Oh,
I'm yay.
Thank you. I love you.
But it's a roll up sword. It just rolls out. It's a roll up sword. It rolls away. You think I'm going to do something like that? I'm not even being paid for this now. Hello.
Okay, very good. Even if you're
watching Mary's podcast.
Wow. On this high note, we're going to go for a quick break. Remember, we vet everybody. We love these sponsors. So use them. They're good for you. We'll be back right after this brief message with more wonderful Frank Olivier. Opportunity. What an opportunity. I'm going to use 2 four-letter words right now. Free gift. Free gift. Yes, you can have a copy of my best-selling book, The Joy of Living, How to Slay Stress and Be Happy, the ebook version, for absolutely free. All you have to do is send an email to me, Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at barryshore.com, and in the heading, the subject line, just write free gift. It's as easy as that. This is a life-changing, life-enhancing opportunity. Barry at barryshore.com. You'll be glad you did. Thank you. Free gift. Do it now. Take the action. Make it happen right now. Best wishes. Bye. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Maybe good-looking is always looking for, and finding the good, we found good in abundance. It's so amazing. Frank Olivier, he turns tricks. He does tricks to happiness, and we are now working on the 8 keys to happiness. He's already shared with us connection, levity, gratitude, compassion, generosity. We're going to finish now with 3 wondrous, positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant aspects of the 8. What are they? Let's begin with the next one. Wonderful, Frank.
Next one, mindfulness.
Mindfulness, not mindlessness, mindfulness. Yes,
exactly. And what we do with mindfulness is simply become aware of our thinking, calm down our thinking. A simple practice to do on mindfulness is just breathing. It's from Thich Nhat Hanh, who I got to spend time with when I was younger. Breathing in calm, out smile.
In calm, out smile.
And it's not the word smile. It's an actual smile on your lips.
Right. We're talking, we're not talking about through the words, but it's the physical manifestation of the thought.
Yeah. The in calm, out smile. It's that simple. You can repeat those 2 over and over.
Okay. But by the way, for people who do not know about Thich Nhat Hanh, again, we'll all be on. When you go to see Frank, it will all be there, because he is one of the great beings that did walk the planet and has shared wonderful things with, thank God, millions and millions now, because we've all been, not all, but we're in the school, and we want it. So mindfulness, as we did, as I introduced you, you're going to use your next one, which is what we spoke about when I introduced you. And I said that I don't have somebody that embodies being kind, keep inspiring noble deeds. So what is the next one after mindfulness?
Kindness.
kindness. So the people who have been listening for a while, and if you're new to the show, welcome, welcome, welcome. Barry Shore is humbled and honored to say that we created something called the Keep Smiling Movement, in which, Frank, you'll be getting these cards and you'll be able to share them with the world. We've distributed more than 5 million throughout the world in 27 languages. And amongst some of the cards we have, one of them reads on the front, "Everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about." When you turn the card over, it reads, "Be kind, always." Be kind. Because kindness is an essential element of living in joy and happiness every day. Every day, no matter the circumstances. And now, from these eight, whether we're doing a ladder, we're doing a sideways, what is the eighth process?
The eighth key to happiness, purpose.
Purpose.
As having a sense of purpose. I just heard a quote I liked recently, David Viscott. The purpose of life is to find your gift. The work of life is to develop it. And the meaning of life is to give your gift away.
To share it.
Often attributed to Picasso or various people, but it was David Viscott.
And when you learn how to share your gift, you might like this a lot, Frank. SHARE is a fabulous acronym that stands for spreading happiness and rejuvenating energy.
Very good.
That's what SHARE stands. That's you. That's the essence of Frank. Spreading happiness and rejuvenating energy. That is SHARE. So we'll do a recap. Eight keys to happiness. Connection. Levity. Gratitude. Compassion. Generosity. Mindfulness. Kindness. Purpose. As we mentioned at the beginning of the show, the three fundamentals of life are, number one, your life has purpose. Number two is lead a purpose-driven life, you'll go mad. Frank is absolutely a madman. Mad stands for make a difference. He makes a difference in the world. Frank, it is just, it's so wonder-filled to be with you. To feel the energy.
It's sacred really work you're doing here. Sacred work. And to remember that and to allow that to be a big part of why we do this work.
I'm touched deeply. Thank you, Frank. It's being with you is truly a joy.
Being with you is a...
We have
not quite matching up to your energy, and I'd like to be doing more of that. And
you be you. So
I have narrowed down all of happiness down to one thing, though. One thing. This ping pong ball.
I love it.
Happiness itself. Happiness is not something you can hold on to and you can own. Happiness is more like something that spreads around. It's gone. It seems like it's gone. It's not gone. It's in the air, coming through the screen. It's in the air around you right now. Can you feel it in the air?
I do.
Take in a nice breath of that happiness right now. Yes. And what you've just done is amazing. You've simply put an idea in your mind and you breathe that in with the breath. You know how long it takes for the air you're breathing in to reach every single cell in your body?
How long, Frank?
About 30 seconds between when you breathe the air in and when that oxygen has reached every cell in your body. When you infuse that with happiness, that means that happiness is reaching every living part of you that quickly, 30 seconds. And once happiness is inside you, then you've got happiness inside you. The ping pong ball is back. Now, happiness comes when we find balance. I'm going to toss the ping pong ball into the air, attempt to catch it in a difficult balance on my nose. And it's Ben Franklin who's often credited with saying, the Constitution only guarantees us the right to pursue happiness. You have to actually catch it yourself. And you might think it would be very difficult to learn to catch happiness this way.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yes. You'd be wrong. Happiness is not hard to catch. Happiness is easy to catch. Happiness, by its very nature, is kind of sticky. If I come out here and I'm you're not happy, I'm not happy, and you are, I can catch your happiness. If you're not and I am, you might catch mine. That's how happiness works. Our job is to be receptive to the stickiness of happiness.
Receptive to the stickiness of happiness. I'm going to share with you, wonderful Frank, and everybody around that's listening. Remember, share this with 5 people. We'll be touching over 1.5 million people. Our acronym for happiness. You ready?
Ready.
Helping all pursue purpose in nobly expressed soulful song.
Nice. Soulful song.
Soulful song, the two S's at the end. Okay, Frank, I am loath to say these words, but I must. The time for us together is coming to a close moment. So I have 3 questions for you. You ready for 3 quick questions?
Absolutely.
Number one.
Yes.
Will you come back again?
I hope to. That would be a delight. I would love to be back. And completely captivated with you. You are a delight to be around. And it's an honor to be here with you.
Thank you. Touched. Number two, you have 80 seconds only to answer this.
Yes.
Frank Olivier, what is your most fervent desire?
My most fervent desire would be to awaken fully and to help others to awaken fully to who exactly who they are. And that's both to awaken to who they are now and to a greater understanding of who they each are. We only do this work for awakening. That's the whole purpose of it. We can end up being just 10% kinder each day. We'll feed ourselves, feed others, and have a good, meaningful life.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You've used the word hope. Hope is a fabulous acronym that stands for helping others progress every day.
Yeah.
Third question. May I give you a hug in front of 387,918 people around the world?
Absolutely.
Let me tell you what HUG stands for. One second. HUG stands for heartfelt, unlimited giving. Heartfelt, unlimited giving. 1, 2, 3. Roar! And of course, you're listening to The Joy of Living with your humble host, Barry Shore, an amazing guest, Frank Olivier.
Get my 3 secrets to happiness at ahappyme.com.
Well, yeah, everything that you want to know about Frank, just go to barryshore.com. It's all there. Remember, this is all about you. Y-O-U. You becoming the best you possible. And we work here with the 3 fundamentals of life. And you work these 3 fundamentals, you'll be happier, healthier, and wealthier. Who doesn't want that? Number one, life has purpose, as Frank mentioned to us. That was number 8 on the hit parade. And if you lead a purpose-driven life, you go mad. Mad stands for make a difference. The third is unlock the power and the sequence. Whoever did words on turns, www. What a wonderful world. Smile, seeing miracles in life every day. Or as my 8-year-old niece says, seeing miracles in everyday life. Create the kind of world you want to live in, like Frank has been sharing with us, causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Learn how to shift your perspective. Keep that F in place so the other stuff happens. And then you can internalize, utilize, and leverage the 6 most important words you'll ever use in your life. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Use 4-letter words liberally because we live in the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Love, hope, free, gift, play, praise, swim, and tell the world to F you. Capital N, capital N. So after the show, you see your family and friends, point your finger and say, F you, everybody. Add the capital N right away. And then say, what was that all about? You say, wow. Wow stands for words of wisdom. You'll talk about what we learned today with Frank on the keys to happiness. And, of course, use the 2 most powerful words in the English language 3 times a day, consciously and conscientiously. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. To harmonize and nurture kindness. Another one of Frank's 8 pieces, 8 secrets of happiness. So a blessing from Frank and Barry. Go forth. Live exuberantly. spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference. Frank, don't go away.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Joy of Living podcast. Now that's another step towards your healthier, happier, and wealthier life. Never hesitate to do good in the world, no matter what the situation. Join us for another upbeat discussion next time at barryshore.com. And be sure to leave a rating and subscribe to the show to get more conversations like this. And remember to share it with your family and friends too. See you on the next episode.